The Bush administration files a legal brief today on behalf of three white students who have challenged the admissions policy at the University of Michigan. President Bush yesterday accused the university of using a quota system, which he says unfairly benefits minority students who apply to the school. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear the case in March. It's being called the most significant affirmative action case of the past quarter century. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Two separate lawsuits were filed against the University of Michigan just over 5 years ago. One challenges the undergrad admissions policy, the other that of the Michigan Law School. The two cases have been combined by the Supreme Court. The plaintiffs, three applicants who were not accepted to the university, claim that the school unfairly gives special treatment to minorities. The university insists that its policies are constitutional, noting that many factors are looked at as part of the admissions process. The White House is not required to weigh in on this case, but officials say, given the impact it will have on admissions policies at public universities across the country, the president felt it important to make his opinion known to the Supreme Court. In brief comments in the West Wing yesterday afternoon, President Bush said the University of Michigan policies give race far too much weight.
As a nation, as a government, and as individuals, we must be vigilant in responding to prejudice wherever we find it. Yet as we work to address the wrong of racial prejudice, we must not use means that create another wrong and thus perpetuate our divisions.
The president went on to say that he supports diversity on college campuses and sees it as an important goal.
A college education should teach respect and understanding and goodwill. And these values are strengthened when students live and learn with people from many backgrounds. Yet quota systems that use race to include or exclude people from higher education and the opportunities it offers are divisive, unfair, and impossible to square with the Constitution.
The university, meanwhile, says the president is wrong when he accuses it of using racial quotas, which the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional in the 1978 Bakke decision. Politically, this is a tricky case for the White House. It comes on the heels of the controversy over racially insensitive statements made by former Republican Senate leader Trent Lott and last week's renomination to the federal bench of Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering, himself a polarizing figure regarding issues of race. The president speaks often of the need to end racial divisions in the country, but opposing the University of Michigan in this case may make that an even harder sell to minorities who are already skeptical. Democratic leader Senator Tom Daschle called this a watershed moment and said yesterday it raises questions about the White House commitment to civil rights.
I think the burden of proof will be on the administration. I think the burden of proof will be on Republicans to show us how they can be for diversity and yet be against the laws that promulgate diversity.
Political analysts say the president's position can also be seen as playing to his political base, conservatives who have long opposed using race as a factor in college admissions. The White House denies that politics played any role in the decision to oppose the Michigan admissions policies, though Karl Rove, who is the president's top political advisor, took part in meetings when the administration was considering what to do regarding this case. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.